Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And I am so elated to be here. It's been an exciting month here. We're now in early April, and March was very busy. Many of you I got to see online in stream. And for those of you who came to New York to see us to hear about our state of emergency, kudos to you. Kudos to you. So that live stream is available for you, and so you can contact us at JUIS Education and send us your request, and we'll get back with you, sending you the info on how you can acquire the live stream. And some other products that we're doing. We're doing quite a few things here. So if I seem like I'm a little distant, it's because we're doing a lot of things, and I have a lot of things to share with you. So today we're going to talk about that wonderful library of yours known as your DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, which is a collection of proteins that are highly energized, that carry all of your software programs, your DNA. And the DNA is so wonderfully organized and bundled. It's a wonderful thing. Now, over the years, there have been researchers and scientists who have gone all around the world to acquire the DNA of just about everything, from plants to animals, on land, sea, air, etc. And most of all, the greatest gift is in the library of the human. So the scientists have gotten so busy now till we've moved into a whole era known as gene editing. And so with that, there's going to be a lot of new options made available to you as to how you can, guess what, have someone else rewrite your DNA. Rewrite your software library. Now, I want you to listen to my words because I'm very emphatic about you understanding the difference between you rewriting your own DNA and having someone else rewrite it for you. Now, so far, the programs that have been offered to you are for someone else to rewrite your DNA for you and someone else to tell you what its content is, et cetera. That's wonderful. However, you have to remember the cosmic rules. And the cosmic rules are that everything that is relative to you, everything that is contained in your body, you have the capacity to know it for yourself. Now, for someone else, that may not be the case, but for you, definitely, you can know thyself. And it's very important that you understand that it is your responsibility as a living God to be able to discuss yourself, if you choose to share qualities that are encoded in your DNA library, etc., those that you've activated, those that you have not, et cetera, on your own merit. It does not require anyone outside of you to do this for you. However, if you have not made the most important study of your life, the study of your life, then you are at a big deficit. And that deficit is that you haven't pursued the study of self. That is the greatest study. That is the most profitable study. That is the study that will allow you to be, do, and know whatever you set your mind upon. And so these ventures that have been placed before our children, even those of us who allowed ourselves to be misled, and that's what it is, it's a misdirection, that going out into institutions, whatever level they are, and even going into the advanced studies of something or someone else, and not know thyself, not having acquired these same honors and knowledge of self, literally brings about a horrible failure in life. A horrible failure in life. What is that horrible failure in life? It's known as death. That was something that was never to be. It was never to be if you pursued the highest level of study, which is thyself. So let's talk about what's on the forefront in your present future in regards to your genetic library. So I'll be right back. Make sure you hydrate yourself, get your pens and pencils ready, and let's talk about a phenomenon known as R, CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. So I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All righty. So are you hydrated? Yes, you are. You're hydrated? Okay. You got your pens and pencils? Okay, you do. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, if you go to Google or anywhere on the internet, I think it's just amazing that there's so much information on CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R 101. You can actually get a free ebook on this. Okay, yes, you can. And why? Because there's a lot of companies out now that want to do what? They want to crisp your genes. They want to crisp your genes. So they want to look in there and they want to see if you have any history of or any pathologic genes, any genes that they haven't seen in someone else, et cetera. I doubt it, but they want to know all of those things so that you can decide that you're going to allow someone else to make you a better person, allegedly. Now, isn't that something? And what's so great about that is the fact that there's nothing that anyone else can tell you about you that you can't know for yourself. So it's really important for you to start spending time studying yourself. And if you're approaching yourself with that attitude, it's like, oh, you know, that's so boring. Okay, well, you know that's a mark of self-hate. I'm just going to have to tell you. Okay, when studying yourself becomes boring and, oh, I don't understand and, oh, it's so hard and, oh, you know, let somebody else tell me. That is a disease and that is a marker of your self-hate, self-dislike. And no one else is going to tell you that because they're glad that you are so distorted in your awareness that you rather give all of yourself to someone else, not knowing who they are, what their intent is, et cetera, and then pay them to give you information about yourself. And who knows how thorough that is? Who knows if it's appropriate? Who knows if it's even accurate and true? This is why I just say that it's so interesting that so many people are allowing themselves to send their DNA. They scrape their mouth. They give a saliva sample or whatever they ask for, hair, and you send it off, and you don't even know where you're sending it to other than the address they give you. You have no idea who is actually sitting there, okay, receiving your sacred information and giving you their rendition. It's not yours. It's their rendition. You don't know where they studied. You don't know where they got their information from and for what reason. I think that that's just amazing that this level of diminished self-appreciation, diminished self-value, and the lassitude that you would have about not doing incredible research, verification of who has the audacity to think that they should have access to your genetic library and not be 100% accountable, 1,000% accountable to you. So do not allow yourself to be treated like a piece of chewing gum or a breath mint, because that is how people are behaving. Because if we were healthy as a society at this point and understood the sacredness of what we are asking of you, the approach to having the audacity to ask you to share with us the information about your genetic library would be done in a much more wholesome, much more refined, much more respectful manner. It's sacred. It is sacred. And the people who are asking for this, they literally should be doing just about everything, including burying their soul to get access to that kind of information. Now, if you're not seeing yourself and this kind of information in that vein, again, it's a level of self-ignorance, it's a level of self-dislike, and it is definitely an indication that you have fallen into a state of commonality as to how you perceive yourself that can definitely lead you into a lot of problems here. Very shortly, if you don't turn this commonality about yourself attitude around and begin to enter into an intense study of know thyself. Know thyself. Now, again, CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. I want you to go to Google, Internet, etc., and I want you to start exploring that. Exploring that. For those of you who are very visual, auditory and kinesthetic, I'm envisioning that one day all of civilization will be VAC. It takes training because this society doesn't bring about the balance of using auditory, visual, and kinesthetic capabilities at the same time any longer. There's usually the pull now for everybody to become so kinesthetic, okay, so visual. And what's being said, most people really have lost the capacity to listen. So pay attention here. You want to be able to take information in very thoroughly, whether you can see, whether you can't hear, or whether it's only necessary for you to basically touch or to perceive through your sensory capabilities the vibration of such that you're dealing with. This is very, very important for you to recognize as necessary about yourself. Now, what is a chromosome? Okay, chromosome. Okay, I'm going to recommend that you look it up real quick. Chromosome Of course, I know what it is, and I'm just going to just briefly give you a simple discussion. It is a vehicle. Isn't it something? Yeah, it is. It's like a bus. Okay, that's a different description for you, but let's make it very simple. It's a bus. Okay, it is a biological vehicle that literally carries the protein-based encoded information about all the capabilities that your physical body can execute. So on that bus that we call a chromosome, guess what? On the inside, it's a ton of passengers, and those passengers are known as genes, okay? And so the bus, the chromosome, the people on the bus, the genes are the basic growth structure of your genetic library. So you have 23 base pairs with a special X chromosome and a Y chromosome, etc. And all of them are carrying genes. Isn't that interesting? Now we have some people that have more than 22 base chromosomes, etc. So they wind up with a whole total number of 47, 48, 3 from the mother, 28 from the father, 23 from the mother, 23 from the father, and then some additional ones. And depends on how that combination expresses itself biologically and most of all phenotypically, which means how the person is going to look and be able to perform, allows them to have some different characteristics. Some of them you can tell when the individual may have expression of more chromosomes than usual. But for the average, we all are carrying the same amount of chromosomes, our little buses, and they have an enormous amount of genes on them, you know, stuff with people. So if you've ever been to any of the countries that have very intense populations in their inner city, and you see the people all on the bus, some are riding on the front, the back, definitely, you know, there's many people on the inside. You can think of that bus as a chromosome carrying lots of wonderful genes, and many of those genes are doing what they're expressing themselves. Now, again, going back to my statement about being auditory, visual and kinesthetic, there's a wonderful movie entitled Gattaca, G-A-T-T-A-C-A, which literally is the bases, okay, we call them nucleotide bases that carry information. And as we have broken those bases down, we can actually now identify what information is on a gene, because we have the gene now. Those are the people that are on the chromosome, which is the bus. And then also we have the people that have all kind of artifacts, objects on them. Some people have money in their pockets, money in their purse, in their backpack, pencils, pens, all kind of items. And that's, if you want to look at it, is what the nucleotide bases are for the genes that are being carried on the chromosomes. Okay, isn't that interesting? Yeah, so we're always doing what? We're always replicating and reflecting our own state of order. It's amazing. It really is. And this is my whole basis as to why no one, no organization, no corporation should be approaching you about getting access to your genetic library unless they have deemed themselves in all ways qualified, capable, and have totally expressed in detail, in writing, okay, in code, digitally, etc., what their intent is with having access to your DNA and their commitment to keep it sacred. This is so, so important. So when you give your semen or your eggs to an organization, do you have those kind of testimonials, those kind of documents? Commitment is to keep your genetic library sacred. And if you're going around donating sperm and donating eggs, et cetera, if you're going around hoping that someone can tell you about your ancestry because you're giving the cells from your mouth, et cetera, your saliva to other people, you should have those kind of documented testimonies about their intent, their sacredness, et cetera. You should know who they are, what their future intent is, where they will be located in the future, et cetera, because if not, you allow yourself to be open to some very incredible experiences. Very incredible experiences. So I'm looking at my timer here. Is my sponsor supposed to be speaking to me now or what? Okay. Is that what the issue is? Okay. Right. So let the speaker speak because we have more to deal with here. You've got to know more about what's going on here so that you don't become crispy because you didn't understand CRISPR. Okay. Hi, sponsor.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This is so critical for you. I'm telling you, you do not want to become crispy because you did not take time to learn yourself and to understand what CRISPR is. Okay? CRISPR. You got to know what that is. CRIS. You've talked about the bus, your chromosomes. You've talked about the people on the bus, your genes. You've talked about the things that they have on them, in them. And those are your, what we call, alleles. Okay, or it even gets deeper, okay? But everything is translated into a code, and by learning what those, what we call nucleotide bases are, adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine, we're able to identify what proteins have what qualities that when they are energized will give instructions to the body to perform and to behave in certain manners, a certain manner. That, isn't that incredible? So what you see in yourself, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, your wonderful skin and your contour, and, you know, if you have well-developed muscles, et cetera, your nails and hair, you know, that's what you're seeing and you're in awe. But all of that has a polarized reality that is below the surface that you look real different. And we have been able to investigate and identify how different you look beyond the skin and the nails and the hair, et cetera. You break down into a wonderful, wonderful communication system of energy, proteins, carbohydrates, fats. And with the life force flowing through that and the energy fields that they are emanating, they actually cause you to continue to look the way you look, or that can change so you can look differently and to behave, and most of all, to think. One of the greatest gifts you have is the capacity to think. Beyond having a physical body, the next thing that's most valuable is what? Your capacity to think, to have a thought. And if you don't think that's very valuable, then you, again, are being distracted in consciousness and definitely are not paying intense attention to life. Because trust me, every person who is in a coma, who's comatose, would love to be able to have a thought. They have a body with eyelashes and fingernails and skin and hair. But what does it mean? Nothing. Because they're not conscious. They do not have consciousness. Now, we have people who appear to be conscious, but they're not capable of thinking. Their thoughts are what we call very meager and not very meaningful as it relates to them having control over the body and the capacity to accurately communicate with the body, to interact with their world and also with you. So we talk about these people being mentally impaired, because they are missing the second most important key to having a life, and that's the capacity to think, to have a thought. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully, because you're surrounded in an environment that doesn't reinforce these values. And I'm very concerned about the younger generation, because they're going to be instructed inappropriately about what's important in their life. We already see the X generation and some other generations. They think that everything so important is something known as money, a currency, a piece of paper, and the things that that piece of paper can inquire. They've never, ever thought about the value of a thought. They've never, ever thought about the value of the body itself without being able to put the gym shoes on it and the rings and the lashes and all these other things. A body means nothing with all these things on it if it can't think. And most of all, if it's immobile, and obviously if it does not have life force in it. So not until someone's body is extremely injured or has been immobilized permanently through trauma of some type, then everybody stops and they think about the person and, you know, what the person did and how this could happen. But they're really not focused on being able to think. They're not really focused on the value of the body per se, because as I've been looking and reviewing the statements that have been made about Mr. Hussle, Nipsey Hussle was his name, okay, you know, they were talking about the aspects of what they thought his life was about and, you know, that kind of thing. But his real thinking, some people talked about it in relationship to the words, the lyrics in his music, and of course some of the actions executed by his body, you know, being able to focus, to have one's own business, to focus and to be able to nurture that in such a way where it began to grow. That's known as wealth. Again, the analogy of what he was able to do and the words that are common to all of us, but they were not applied to his expression of his what? His thoughts and how he used his body. It was still very much from a financial, economic, and a social perspective that people are recognizing the value of this life form. But it was so detached, and again, they're not seeing these things in themselves, because if so, they would understand that There has to be a definite reorientation about how they think a thought, and what are those thoughts generated from, and what are those thoughts going to instruct the body to do. So if your thoughts are not instructing you to study yourself, to find out how you operate, to find out what are the capacities of the body, which are limitless, then going back to the discussion of today, CRISPR, you are going to be crisp, but you're going to be fried if you do not understand the importance of your genetic library and start analyzing it. And what does that have to do with your thoughts? And what does that have to do with how you are exposing your body to an environment that your thinking is creating? You call it your life. Yes, you create your life, your thoughts. Now, it's very interesting. There's some testimonies on YouTube about this gentleman, Mr. Hustle, and some of the people relating to him shared that this gentleman knew that he was to be a sacrifice. And I thought that was just amazing, that with the value of a body and the capacity to generate a thought, because you have something known as the mind, that you would basically want to just toss that to the wind, a sacrifice, that you would want to be sacrificed in the name of what and for what. See, this is what I think is so interesting, when the fact is that there's nothing that you may want that you can't have, and that you can have it freely. You don't have to have it under anyone else's circumstances or conditions. It does not have to be for any particular period of time, because relative to the human being, we really don't have a timeline unless you do what? You set yourself upon one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want you to be real clear about that. There's no other life form on this planet that puts itself on a timeline except the humans. Even many plants have that intelligence. They won't do it. That's why we can sit there and watch them or mark them, and they're here 500 years, 1,000 years. The redwoods, 2,500 years. The Bristol cone pine trees, 5,000 years. So time, as we know it, is what? It is a thought. And so, obviously, if that kind of thinking is not giving you the perception of space that you want to have access to, then why would you think in terms of that limitation? And again, it goes back to the fact that you don't know thyself, and that you're just looking around, seeing what everybody else is doing, and then allowing what you see to be the guideline for what you should do. And you know that's very dangerous, because if someone is controlling your environment where they're only putting up things that you can see, and you believe that that is how life is because it's there commonly, is a limitation on your part. Because if you had studied yourself, it wouldn't matter how common something is in your life. You want to image and think about something that you don't see commonly every day? Do that, and you will manifest it. Isn't that wonderful? But when you don't know about the mind and you don't know how the brain works, et cetera, then you will immediately crop your own thinking. And then you go around talking about, oh, that can't be done, or that doesn't exist, et cetera. And that is not true. Everything exists. Everything exists. They exist already. So whatever you think is not out of the realm of the mind of potentials. Never is. So therefore, to talk about lack and limitation, again, is an individual who does not know they don't know themselves, and they don't know the value of a thought. They don't know the value of the human body. And therefore, they're going to be crisped they're going to be fried because they have not taken the time to learn thyself. So, reviewing again, you've got buses here loaded with people, and the people have all kinds of assets on them personally, which is equivalent to your chromosomes, your genes, and the alleles, which literally are special software programs, components of the genes that are carried on the chromosomes that will allow you to be and do anything that you can hold a thought in your mind, processed by your brain, to experience. How about that? Now, this is important because, again, these individuals who have decided that they're going to now delve into the biological library of life, they have done so with many, many lower animals. So, therefore, there are movies made a long time ago about that. Marlon Brando was in one of his later movies, Dr. Moreau, The Island of Dr. Moreau. So he was very much dealing with CRISPR, and he was creating all kind of animals and all kind of variations of humans. This is going on today. It is a form of CRISPR research. And so it has been evolved and evolved now where, we can wind up having people that don't have to look like Catwoman. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's been crossing of the genetic information where we have, people partly pig people. They even have pictures of them. That's Dr. Moreau's Island. You can check out the movie. So, of course, they're going to put the emotional aspect in there, okay, about the story, et cetera, and how we can become attached to the entities that we create. But the point is the technology, pay attention, just like in Gattaca. And Gattaca is a very important movie because it talks about the present future, okay? And they have a new term, a new criminal term. I'm just so surprised here. They've already projected on the minds of humans who have not taken the time to study themselves thoroughly, and it's called a stolen ladder. A stolen ladder. So you have to look at that movie so you can understand what that term means relative to our future. Because if you don't take the time now to study yourself, that's the most important thing you want to study. You want to get a PhD in thyself. Yes, you do. And at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, we give you the basics to be able to qualify for that because we have the owner's manual to the human body. We have our 13 colleges who are specifically arranged to be able to give you all of this information about yourself. You want a MBA? Should be in thyself, a master's in business in thyself, okay, a doctor of philosophy in thyself, an MD, a doctor of medicine of thyself. And then you will recognize what is happening with CRISPR and why you can transform your own genetic library if it has damage or defects yourself. You do not require someone else who hasn't studied themselves. All they know is just a technique that are going to go into your genetic library and alter it. Well, if you understood what I've just said to you, you recognize that that can't be. That can't be until these people go through a process where they have fully developed their nervous system, yes, balanced their brains, that they now are 100% aware of their own mind, their own body. They're operating their own body from a soul level. Everybody's body was created to operate from you, the soul.
not from your personality.
Oh, you don't understand that breakdown. Well, see, that's a problem because you don't know yourself. And it's very important for you to understand who's operating your body, who's running your body. Is that the personality that's running your body? Or is it you, the limitless, immortal consciousness, an aspect of the source of all things known as God? That's what the soul is. It's an aspect of the limitless, infinite source of light and consciousness known as God. And you're an aspect of that. And that is what created the body, and that is what should be running it. Yeah, that's what's to run it. But most people, they get snafu'd early in life, and the soul loses its awareness relative to its body, and we have an insert known as a personality. Sponsors want to speak to you. Speak to you again, and I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, you've got to get with those neurons in the brain, because if they don't process your thinking, the body's not going to know what to do. So you want to take care of that brain, because it is the mediator between your fabulous mind and your body. Yep, so two things, very important. Got to take care of the brain, its subcomponents, the neurons, and other supportive cells, and the blood, the quality of your blood. Pay attention. Now, what's so cute here is on the chromosomes, okay, we talked about the fact that we have a chromosome that is responsible for determining the gender assignment of the body. And the gender of the body is just only, 10% of the body. And it's so interesting that right now in our evolution, everything has been determined and gradated based on the gender assignment of the body. Only 10% of the body, but everybody's fixed on that. And based on whether your gender is male or female, okay, or somewhere in between relative to your state of consciousness and your blood chemistry, everything has been defined by that. And that says something about a civilization that with so many attributes on the hand, on the face, on the head, the brain, okay, the foot, that a whole society would basically totally create a whole cosmology based on the gender. And now that is amazing when you actually step back as an observer and look at that. And you wonder, now, what was going on here that so much focus was placed on 10% of the capabilities of the human body? Well, that's a whole teaching of itself too. And it's not one to be ignored, because this 10% of the body is important, not just because of the capacity to be sexually active. That's fine, but that goes into people who live a very kinesthetic life. They have to have sensations to know that they exist in a lot of other things, and so they look to orgasm to do this. It's a very low level of evolution as far as all the other things that can be experienced. But again, when people do not really understand life from a whole perspective, then this sensation could be the reminder that they're alive. Wow, but that says a lot, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, about how much brain tissue these individuals are using, but so be it. That's it. Just like a rosebud, or should I say a rose bush, all of the branches will eventually come into budding, and then finally
blooming into full bloom as long as that bush is viable. So I see that for humanity. As long as we're viable, those individuals who only think they're alive because of the sensations they're having, the orgasms, et cetera, they will evolve out of that and begin to use more of their nervous system, more of the brain, et cetera, to recognize that, you know, life goes on and on and on and on and on. And the sensations that most people perceive that they call orgasm are just really baby sensations relative to the awakening of so many other capabilities in the mind through the body that really just makes that like having a glass of 7-Up or something. Okay, refreshing, it's nice, okay, but what else can we have? And that's when the nervous system of humanity begins to grow more. That'll be your attitude about when you have so many simple orgasms and not understand the nature of what that's about, and that it's a small part of what can be experienced physically. Now, on those chromosomes that are labeled as the sexual chromosomes, there's something very interesting. We have a full chromosome known as the X chromosome, and then we have its complement missing a leg known as the Y. So you have to understand the Y chromosome is an X chromosome missing a segment. So when we have two chromosomes that are the sex chromosomes that are exactly the same, XX, they have four segments. That's what that they have a connection in the center, which is what makes them look like an X by the way that the DNA is processed. We call that a full female complement. And when a leg is missing, we call that the XY complement. Now, on that Y chromosome, there's something known as a SRY attribute. Okay, it is a gene. And that gene basically is responsible for changing the standard level of development for the human body on planet Earth into a male expression or a male phenotype. Because everything starts out as female. All males and all females start out genetically in their evolution as females. And if the S, write it out, SRY gene becomes active in the embryonic state of development, then it will begin to change chemistry and change development of the tissues where we now, at 9 months later, 270 days, will have a male body that will have what we call male genitalia. Isn't that exciting? So from that perspective now, the little CRISPR people have decided that, oh, we can identify where that SRY gene is, so we can do what? Well, now here comes the corporations getting real busy, Valvin and stuff. They have to explain to humanity. That's what they have to do. Okay, you want to be a corporation? You want to mess with biological tissue? Okay, I shouldn't use the word mess, should I? I said, you want to interact with biological tissue? Then you need to step into the plate and give a full explanation as to why, what your intent is, what you're going to do, why you're going to do it, and be able to declare what effects is that going to have on us if we consume your product. See, this is where the society now is evolving to. So everybody's going to have to be accountable. We are anyway, but the communication makes it so much easier when you can be accountable for the results that you get. Now, so these corporations, especially the American Meat Association, has said, okay, we want male cows, okay? Cute for the females, they make the milk and that kind of, but for the meat, we want the male cows because they're bigger and they're bulkier and they weigh more, and obviously they cost more, and we can make more money. So therefore, with our deer cows, they've been very busy CRISPRing them. And so now they're able to take the ovums, and they're now putting that SRY gene into the ovums, where now the female cows are now being turned into male cows, and they will continue to evolve as such, and they'll be born as males, so that now the meat industry has access to more male cows as they choose than female. Now, this kind of engineering can be done for so many different areas of the body, and when these individuals are now saying, well, we know this gene, and it doesn't look right, it doesn't have the proper nucleotide complement, etc., we can actually snip that out. We can snip that out or snip part of it off, and we can insert something that's considered normal, et cetera. And we can have what? A genetically engineered entity that is by that mindset of a higher quality. It's what we want. This is what we want. This is the quality we can get. And we can specifically engineer that. Well, that's wonderful. And for lower organisms and animals, et cetera, it may be appropriate. However, for the human, it is a whole deviation in your evolutionary cycle for someone to go within and engineer and create you in their image, in their perception, that you weren't able to create for yourself. Because you, as the soul that is going to animate this body, are responsible for all of the information in that body and its expression here in this world, on planet Earth for right now. You're totally responsible. And so therefore, are you saying that you are coming so inadequate, et cetera, that the incorporation of what may be an aberrant gene, you're going to let somebody else cut that out so that you don't have to have that experience? Is that going to limit your self-mastery? Is that going to limit what you can now learn about yourself? How many things on this planet have been created for the betterment of everybody involved because they allowed those genes that appeared to be distorted to manifest in their lives, and they decided that, oh no, we're not going to have this limitation. We're going to basically take it and evolve it, and in the evolutionary process, discovered the mindset, the focus, and the capability to transform not only oneself, but to assist everyone else. So this CRISPR issue is going to really begin to limit a lot of the evolution that we can acquire by allowing ourselves to recognize that a distortion is an opportunity for self-mastery. That's all it's about, an opportunity for self-mastery. Everything is a reflection of us, and that reflection, as we decide to make it more precise, more divine, more incredible, we can do that with the proper use of what? A thought on a healthy brain and a high-quality bloodstream, a blood quality. The body will transform itself in all kinds of ways. So, oh my goodness, look at that. What you call time is almost ended for this show. So there's so much more we can say about CRISPR. They have free ebooks out here on the market. Please do that for yourself. Give you that little tip. Clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats is what CRISPR is the acronym for. I'll say once more, clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats, or CRISPR, is the new technology that requires you to step up to the plate and begin to invest in knowing thyself. This is so important. So someone can come along and say, oh, you've got this gene over here, you're going to have the chance of having, you know, a heart attack at age 30, and you probably won't live beyond age 40, et cetera. Let us just snip that out. Well, of course, person or the parents can say, okay, you can do that, et cetera, but guess what? Would there be heart transplant now? No. Would we be able to? We just read an article here where now we have a protein substance, or we can just give you that substance and it regenerates the heart tissue. But that came obviously because the need to be able to learn how to transform our own tissues and our own bodies through our own thinking is what stimulated that evolution. And so, again, these people who want to clip things out, who are deciding that these things are problems, what do they know? Where is their certificate of the PhD of thyself? Have they mastered themselves? Have you gone into the lab and looked at the conditions of the mental states of these individuals? Do you know that right now in the American medical community, we have over 500 suicides with the doctors themselves? 60% nurses are addicted to some type of substance. Are they the ones that should decide that you should have something removed from your genes? I don't think so. So pay attention here. Pay attention. It's time now for each and every one of us to get our highest degrees in knowing thyself. And then once everybody knows thyself, now we can discuss if there's something that we want to go in and remove out of our own DNA. Or do we want to have the experience to allow us ourselves to show how masterful we are? And from these experiences, these adventures, we can share with the rest of the world. So, looks like I have 2 minutes left. How about that? Okay, and again, join us tomorrow for our psychoneuroimmunology hour. So important. You've got to learn about how to modulate your own immune system. Do not run around here taking all these vaccines and things and you don't know this about yourself. Now, once you know how your immune system works, et cetera, and then if you think that you want to take a vaccine, do so with intelligence. But you don't do these things out of fear, because dis-ease is self-evoked, either in full consciousness or out of ignorance. So let's get a grip here, and you're not going to let people sensationalize us, okay? Please join us on Wednesday for our Universal Principles Support Group. You've got to know how the universe works. That's the language you want to babble. Wednesdays at 5, join us for the rest of the week. We have a wonderful program coming up here you want to be involved in, because you have to learn how to create your day. Okay, so watch us. And of course, get your brain balanced. With the brain balanced, you can do anything. Okay, I love you very much, and I'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.